Hello, everyone. Ed Richards with OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time once again to take a look at last week's weekly box brief trade and also the finished cattle trade with Ed Serwin, USDA Market News, there in Amarillo, Texas. Ed?
The daily spot choice box beef cutout was 196.63 on Friday, which was a little lower, about a dollar lower compared to the previous Friday. The weekly total for the daily spot volume was 1,071 loads, which is about the same as last week and probably the same as the last couple weeks. The comprehensive choice cutout, which is the total of all types of sales, was at 194.84 and was up almost $1 from the previous week. And the volume was the highest that we've seen in an awful long time since before June 17th last year. The total reported volume was 8,518 loads, and that was about 900 loads better than last week, due totally to the outfront sales. The formula trade was 3,424 loads, which is pretty much normal. The outfront sales were fantastic at 2,336 loads, which was the largest amount since this time last year on June 17th, and it was about 1,000 loads better than last week. The export sales were 873 loads, which was about steady with last week. The outside primal cuts, the rounds and chucks, were steady to $8 lower again, with the largest decline on the chucks. That makes about 5 weeks in a row that the rounds and chucks have declined in price. The middle meats, the ribs and loins, once again were $1 to $7 higher, and their improvement during the summer holidays has carried the box beef cutout in recent weeks. The big volume of outfront sales were pretty much briskets, rounds, and chucks. They had about 4 million pounds, and these are the items that the prices have fallen dramatically in the last few weeks. And those forward bookings were about the same price as the current market. So the retailers took advantage of the decline in the prices on these and booked them in through late fall. The cow cutout, which has slipped about $7 a few weeks ago, has stabilized around 173 area and traded in a very narrow range in the last 10 days. The cold storage report released Friday indicated that total inventory of beef, pork, and poultry continue to be high and were 3.6% over last year and about 7.8% over the five-year average. Beef supplies were down slightly from the previous month, but 11% higher than last year. We are still currently at levels that are higher than any time since before 2008. Taking a look at the finished cattle trade. Finished cattle trade has been tough the last 2 weeks, and the general trend was mostly $3 lower this week, but with only light trade in many areas. Live sales in Texas and Kansas were selling at 116. Nebraska had a few sales at 115.5 to 116. And Colorado also traded at 116. Dress sales were 188 to 190. Harvest weights continue to increase in some areas, but have plateaued in other areas and are generally well above last year. The average live weight for the cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle was 10 pounds heavier at 1251 last week. That compares to 1237 last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight dropped 2 pounds last week to 848 pounds, but that compares to 827 pounds last year and only 810 pounds in 2010. The nearby CME prices closed at 116.90 on Friday, which was a little better than the previous week and has traded in a narrow range since June 13th. The feeder cattle prices for the week. Area auction receipts were moderate, and those auctions that pull cattle from southern Missouri, where drought conditions have increased receipts, but volume was very much lower in the other areas further west. That includes Texas and Oklahoma. The market trend was $2 to $8 lower on yearling-type feeders bound for feedlots, and the stocker-type cattle and calves were mostly weak to $6 lower, but on an extremely light test again this week. 5 to 600 pound steers traded mostly at 158 to 181. 7 to 750 pound steers were at 150 to 157. And those 850-pound steers traded at 149 to 151. The Texas Direct Feeder Cattle Report posted only 5,300 head and was largely untested as sellers were passing the lower bids. There were a few 800 to 850-pound steers that traded at 151 for current FOB. The nearby CME feeder cattle price was 152.80 on Friday, which was about $8 lower in the past week and a half. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.